Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay. Well, I was woken up early in the morning by the earthquake, and I wanted to see how Amatrice, in what state it was, since I had heard that it was hit quite hard.
Okay.
So I arrived there at around 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
Before most media were there. And,
wow.
I saw really devastating things. People still trapped under the rubble, screaming for help.
Okay.
Dead children being carried away by policemen. And it was just really surreal. I couldn't believe my eyes, really. It was just like in a horror movie.
It must have been horrible to see for you.
Yeah, it was quite hard to see. And most of all, what struck me the most was a group of teenagers just like me calling their friends and seeing if they're still alive and just breaking down in tears on the floor after they heard that their friends died. So I could see myself there. I thought this could be me calling my friends.
Yeah.
So it was really intense.
And so where did you see that in the center of the town?
In the center of the town, right in the main square.
Okay, and what did you see in the main square? What was the scene like?
I mean,
can you describe it?
All the houses in the old part of town were destroyed, since the houses were just too old to withstand this earthquake, so they just crumbled together like sandcastles, I would say, because it really looked like it was full of dust. They really didn't look like they could resist anything. And I saw rescue workers, the first rescue workers, trying to pull out people from the rubbles, and also a lot of civilians from the town trying to locate their loved ones and their friends. And
And so this would have been, I mean, when you arrived in the town, were there emergency services already there?
Yes, there were a few,
okay.
But it was before the big wave of emergency services came.
Okay. Did you get a sense that the emergency services were quite slow in getting there?
No, I don't think they were slow, because it's really hard to get services up there since the infrastructure was just really damaged by it. I mean, there were bridges where the police just wouldn't let too many cars go over since they weren't sure if it was going to hold.
Okay.
So I think the reaction was really good. I think the reaction of the people of the towns was fast, and there's a lot of solidarity here. I saw people bringing jackets and water to the old part of town to help people out. And another striking thing I saw is that the town's clock stopped exactly at the time the earthquake hit.
Which
was around 3:37, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So it was around there.
Okay. Did you take a picture of that?
No, but I have. I saw them on Twitter, so there's a few images of that.
That's...
I tried to take a lot of pictures since I knew that there weren't many people, like the press wasn't around yet.
Yeah, no, it was a really smart thing to do on your part. Did you speak to anyone there?
I spoke to a few ones, but they were still in shock, so they couldn't really tell me. They just said that it was like a loud explosion, like that they wouldn't expect an earthquake to be that loud.
Right.
And I mean, the people here, they knew that they live in a place where earthquakes are likely to happen.
Mm.
They never thought it would be on this scale. And
Right.
another particular thing is that it's now August, so it's in the middle of holiday season for a
Yes.
lot of Romans.
Okay.
And this town is known for being like a place where Romans come and enjoy their holidays with their families. Plus, there's a festival planned next week
Okay.
for a famous pasta, amatriciana, which
Mm-hmm.
comes from here. So there's a lot of factors coming together why there are so many victims. I mean,
Okay.
I think if this would have happened during winter, we would be looking at way less casualties.
Okay. And this town was one of the worst hit, as I understand it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What stories did you hear when you were walking around town?
I mean, stories of people who were lucky enough to jump out of their windows and
Yeah.
just rescue themselves. I heard the story of a 97-year-old man who had to climb out of the rubble himself and was lucky enough to have survived.
And you spoke to him?
So, yes, I spoke to him.
Okay.
And he
I
was
don't suppose you know his
still
name.
in shock. I don't know his name.
Okay. And so that's a nice story of survival. Did
Yeah.
on the other side, I guess there was lots of tragedy as well, though.
Yeah, I mean,
Drownings.
a lot of people just didn't want the media anywhere near them. And I think it's understandable. I mean, I
Yeah.
saw a father trying to push the media away from filming their children, who had
Yeah.
just found out that their friend had died.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was
It's a
kind
very
of
sensitive
an
time, isn't it?
yeah. And some journalists just weren't sensitive enough.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.